USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More U.S. troops are heading to the United States-Mexican border to support President Trump's immigration crackdown. The Pentagon confirming it's deploying an additional 2,100 troops. There are currently about 4,500 troops at the border. President Trump not backing away from attacks on four minority first-term Democratic congresswomen at a rally in North Carolina last night. Trump called the congresswomen radical left-wing ideologues.
They want to demolish our Constitution, weaken our military, eliminate the values that built this magnificent country.
The Labor Department says first-time unemployment claims last week were up by about 8,000 to 216,000, a few thousand more than analysts were expecting. And this is USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm fat when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The Democratic National Committee is sending a security alert to 2020 presidential campaigns, warning them not to use that new Face App thing. The popular smartphone app has been trending lately because of the Face App challenge. On Wednesday, the DNC security chief sent an alert saying Face App was developed by Russians and that they have, quote, significant concerns about the app possibly having access to all of your photos. A tragedy in Japan, nearly 24 people killed, many injured in an arson attack at an animation studio. The suspect poured some sort of fuel around the studio and then set it on fire. Despite workers' strikes and boycotts, Amazon Prime Day was a big success for the online retail giant, customers purchasing about 175 million items over the two-day sales event, more than last year's Black Friday and Cyber Monday combined. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The CDC says the number of drug overdoses in the United States has dropped for the first time in three decades. There was a 5% decline in them last year, and that's the first drop that's been seen since 1990. The number of fatalities caused by opioid painkillers had a significant decline last year. However, the number of overdose deaths by fentanyl and methamphetamine continue to rise. There is a multi-state E. coli outbreak, and USA's Wendy King tells us what we have to watch out for.
More than 20 people in seven states have gotten sick with E. coli, and the CDC's Colin Basler says ground bison is to blame.
At this point in time, it's only ground bison products. So people are eating bison burgers in restaurants, but we had some people who reported purchasing ground bison at grocery stores.
He says nearly 50% of the people who have gotten sick ended up in the hospital. The ground bison was from Canada and was distributed across the United States. Consumers should check their freezer to see if they have any of the recalled bison, and if you order bison at a restaurant, make sure it's not rare and thoroughly cooked. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And San Diego Comic-Con kicks off today, the premier destination for pop culture fandom, a four-day convention expected to draw over 100,000 people. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.